as a...
So she can get the same pattern?
Yes. And what would you call that little piece of cloth?
Material.
All right, but it's just a little piece of that material now. Would you call the whole, or the little tiny piece, material?
No, just a piece.
All right.
Piece of material.
All right. If a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, my, what a...
pretty dress.
All right. Suppose you would remark, to someone, that dress is very pretty, but mine is
the prettiest.
Lucille, when you work in the kitchen and you're all dressed up, you've just come back from church, let's say, but you don't have time to change your dress, what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Do you wear them?
Yes, ma'am.
Good for you. I do, too. All right. Mm. To sign your name in ink, what do you use?
An ink pen.
Now, will you say that again, please?
An ink pen.
All right. Now, to hold a baby's diaper in place, what do you use?
Safety pin.
Soup that you buy usually comes, that is, in a...
can.
Container, all right, in a... can, all right. What might the can be made of?
Tin.
All right. Now, a dime is worth, how much is a dime worth?
10 cents.
Okay. What do you put on over your dress and your pants suits when you go out in the winter time?
A coat.
The jacket or the coat has will have some buttons down the front. Now, how would you say this? The button, or rather, that coat has fancy buttons
down the front.
All right, but let's just say they're, let's not say they're down the front, but they're fastened to it. How would you say that without saying fastened? You would say that coat has fancy buttons.
Button. A sole.
What else?
But no, so long.
All right, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. sometimes between your coat and shirt, you might wear a
sweater.
All right, and what about men? Oftentimes with their, they used to do this. I know my father used to always wear between his coat and over rather his shirt, between his coat, he wore something else under there. What was that called?
Vest.
All right. And now they're coming back.
They are.
Very stylish now, aren't they?
They sure are.
I think they look very grand, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, they do.
And they look pretty fine when ladies wear them too, don't
yes.
they?
Yeah.
All right. A suit is made up of a coat, vest, and what else?
Pants.
Do you use any other names for men's pants?
And breeches.
All right. And what about your own? What do you wear when you're working around the house or anywhere? What do you call them? What do you wear?
Breeches.
All right. Okay. Now, some things I want you to say with different forms of the word braying. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, and somebody runs after you and brings your coat to you, he would say, here, I've
brought your coat.
All right. If you want him to bring